We continue with our candidate interviews this morning as we move now to a candidate for Josephine County Commissioner position number 2. Daniel Mancuso is in studio. Daniel, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Why are you running for county commissioner?
Well, thanks for asking, Chuck. I've been covering Josephine County for 14 years that I've owned the Illinois Valley News. I have the institutional knowledge. I know the things they've done. And, you know, like any news professional, we can't put our opinions in our stories. Well, I wouldn't have done that.
You have to maintain your objectivity.
Yeah. So, you know, we write down what they said and what they're doing. And, you know, after 14 years biting your tongue, I'm like, you know, it's time to get off the couch and get in the game. And I just thought, you know, instead of me criticizing them all the time or, you know, armchair quarterbacking them, you know, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to run and see if I actually can do a better job.
All right. Do you have a specific goal?
Well, you know, the financial situation long term. I'm on the budget committee, and our budget this year is going to be probably substantially less than it was last year. And what really troubles me is back in the 60s and 70s when Josephine County was so flush, you know, you guys, they didn't even pay property taxes for county property taxes. And, you know, they just didn't think forward. And so I think Josephine County needs to start looking to the future. Forget, you know, I said they want to go back to the 50s. I want to go back to the future. You know, take the state of Wyoming, for example. They know that coal is going to end someday. And their goal, and they've already started, in 40 years, they're going to have $100 billion put away so they can use for their trust. Because right now, in the early 70s, which what shows, it's hindsight, you know, mm-hmm. It's easy. But, you know, back in the day, Josephine County could have realized that it's not going to last forever because nothing does. And they should have put away, they should have started a timber and mineral trust. A permanent timber and mineral trust. And if they had done that then, we would not be where we are today. So what I'm saying is, let's start today, and let's, so that 40 years from now, we're not where we are now.
All right, how do we start today? What can we put aside? Every money, every dime is spent mostly on law enforcement.
Well, no, true. But what I'm talking about is, and there's probably some state issues that might have to be worked around. But so if you sell, so you go and you harvest your tract. You've only been paying 10% of your property taxes all this time until you harvest it. And then at that time, I believe it's 3 years, might be five, but I believe it's 3 years you have to pay the 100% at that time of harvest. That's money that you didn't have. Put it away. And it might hurt short term, you know? I mean, no pain, no gain. Put it away now, save for the future. I mean, look at people who are retired, you know? They didn't blow their money their whole lives. They saved. You know, they did without sometimes because they knew in the long run it would benefit them. And I just think, you know, our leadership right now, they're not serving the community. They're serving themselves and their cronies.
All right, fair point. Do you want to expand on that, or should we go to another topic?
Well, let's move on.
Let's move on. All right. Well, first of all, the elephant in the room is Measure 17-116. What's your stance on changing the county charter?
I was against it at first. But the more I looked at it, the more I talked to people, I realized, you know what, having a lot of the problems I've discussed. Well, one of the biggest problems I have is I just think something's fishy going on in Josephine County. In the courthouse, there's it's a swamp, and it needs to be drained. And I think that having a manager will alleviate some of that. And then having five commissioners that are zoned. And every people argue, well, you're not going to care about the whole county. Well, I would have District 1, and that's part of Grants Pass, Williams, Murphy. I don't even have, it wouldn't even have Selma. So Cave Junction, O'Brien, up and around. So in effect, I will be representing all walks of Josephine County. So I'm now for it. I don't like that it's part-time because I know people are going to call me on Saturday complaining about their neighbor's tree falling on their fence. You know, I mean, it's not. And if you're doing this job, you're already working 60, 70 hours a week anyway, just doing your reading and research. So I don't think it's a part-time job, but I support it now, and I will run.
As a journalist, you know what kind of time these commissioners and counselors all put in, which is really more than a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still willing to put in. How many hours do you expect to put in as a county commissioner, either part-time or full-time?
Well, you know, it's hard to say on the part-time how things are really going to work out, be structured with the county manager. But I think, you know, like I said, 60, 70 hours a week. You know, I mean, so instead of reading a book eager about beavers and how important they are to our environment, I'm going to be reading engineering reports.
All right. Let's move ahead here. Biggest problems facing the county. We've already talked about the budget. That's going to be ongoing forever and ever until we discover enough oil and coal that Wyoming has here. I don't think that's going to happen. But are minerals part of that situation?
I'm not opposed. Look, the liberals hate me because they think I'm a conservative, and the conservatives hate me because they think I'm liberal. I'm a moderate. I'm a true centrist. I'm a Midwestern centrist person. I'm not opposed to logging. I'm not opposed to mining. I'm a clamper. I'm a past president of the local chapter, Eclampus Vitus, and, you know, and we support mining history. I have no problem with it. But don't destroy our water. Don't destroy our lands. I mean, there is a sensible, profitable way to do things. And I think people take shortcuts too often, which is why we have the EPA, which we can thank the Republican Party for that, Richard Nixon. And then with the new green energy push, which actually started by Ronald Reagan. So I think that we need to take a serious look at things and what its long-term impacts are going to be on the environment, because I like clean water and I want to breathe clean air, and I'm sure all the listeners do as well.
I don't think you'd get any arguments to that, but is there a way to move into mineral mining here in Josephine County that you could facilitate as a commissioner?
Well, they do have to come through. There's the mining advisory, and it does have to go in front of the commissioners. I know there's two right now. There's a nickel proposal. I believe it's on $8 Mountain. And then there's a second one, which AMR, I'm drawing a blank on what his name is. I've known him. I've known his name forever. He used to be the finance guy for the city.
Meredith.
Jay Meredith, thank you. That they've been working on forever. But there's some, I believe, from what I understand, is they want to cut underneath county land to get into their land, and that's become an issue.
All right. Other areas that you could have an impact on, is it economic development? Is it tourism? Is there a way to improve the lifestyle here in Josephine County?
Josephine County has to first decide, come to a consensus of who we want to be. Do we want to be a retirement community? Do we want to be a tourism-based economy? And we have to admit that a lot of, you know, the timber jobs are gone. Nobody's going to build a new mill. And it doesn't take as many men. I mean, I watched two guys do 1 million board feet in less than 30 days. It's not going to hire that many people. So I think first we need to come to consensus of what that is. But as a county commissioner, I would like to see us kind of protect our tourist areas, you know, 199, Caves Highway, Gleese Road, kind of make them green zones where you can't have trash in your front yard, to make it inviting. If Josephine County took a good hard look at herself and wanted to clean herself up a little bit, and if we stop talking bad about each other, and we start to focus on the positive things, we will be viewed positively by outsiders. But Josephine County up in Salem, they're not willing to help us until we start helping ourselves. And I think that needs to start on January 1st when I get sworn in as county commissioner.
All right. You have about a minute and 10 seconds left. Tell me why I should vote for Joe Mancuso.
Well, I prefer you vote for Dan Mancuso.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, like I said, I have 14 years experience at covering the county. I know the county departments. I know the department managers. I know what they do. I know what their budgets are. I'm very fluent in county budget and government. People say, why did this budget? Government budgeting is not the same as private industry. I know these things. I'm on the Airport Advisory Board, Illinois Valley Airport Advisory Board, and our airports are our two greatest economic drivers, which we're not using. And most of that's due to lack of infrastructure and, again, lack of forethought. I'm qualified. I could literally leave here right now and go sit in an office and I could start working immediately. I'm the most qualified candidate running. I'm knowledgeable. I'm thoughtful. I'm hardworking. And I'm going to take care of everyone. I don't have to like your project. I don't have to like your political ideology. I'm still going to help you because I'm your representative. And that's why you should vote for Dan Mancuso. Vote for experience and knowledge.
That's 10 minutes. Thank you very much. Mancuso, candidate for county commissioner position number 2. And stay tuned. We've got more coming here on KAJO Radio.